When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Get you bored as we discuss, well, you know we're discussing, a tough loss on Sunday. Eagles get rocked by the 49ers. Will we see the game again in January? Hopefully, maybe. We shall see. Eagles have some work to do starting on Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys, and hopefully on the field, and I think on the field Sunday, will be Dallas Goedert. He was doubtful for the game on Sunday. I saw him out there in warmups. He hopefully makes his return this week into the field. He makes his return to the Midday Show right now. And, of course, Dallas Goedert is brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. ColonialHyundai.com, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Dallas, how you doing today? Hopefully feeling good. How you feeling these days, Dallas?
I'm doing good. On the men back to being healthy, so you know, it's exciting for me knowing that my return to play is coming sooner rather than later.
Dog, we missed you, dog. We missed talking to you every week, man. We miss you, dog. We glad to have you back, man.
Glad to be back with y'all.
So how tough was it to watch that game? Because I know there were reports, I should say, that you wanted to come back this week, and it felt like you was chomping at a bit. So how hard was it for you to watch that game, knowing that you probably could have helped?
Yeah, it was really hard. Anytime you know, I got to be sidelined and watch the game, it's tough, but especially a game like that with, you know, all the anticipation, all the talk that was going on before and after last year, you know, it was one I was really looking forward to playing in, but, you know, it was tough to be on the sideline, and, you know, I tried to do everything I could to talk the doctors into letting me play, but it didn't happen. But, you know, it's one of those games that you got to learn from it, move on, and get ready for next week.
Dallas, did you have a chance to watch the film with your teammates? I know Brandon Graham was on during the Brandon Graham show last night, and he had mentioned after watching it, he actually felt better because he saw the mistakes you guys made, or at least his side of the ball made on defense, and felt like, hey, we get those right, we'll be fine. Did you get a chance to watch it, and how did you feel? I know you didn't play in the game, but how did you feel after rewatching what happened to you guys on Sunday, your reaction after kind of seeing it again?
Yeah, it was you know, it was a game where we got to focus on the detail. We got to clean little things up. But, you know, like Brandon said, you look at the tape and there's chances. You know, we did a lot of good things and a few bad things that set us back. And, you know, it was one of the games that we had momentum early. They took it from us and we weren't able to get it back. And, you know, if we would have been able to do a few things different in different parts of the game, I feel like the outcome could have been different. But, you know, they did a good job of keeping the momentum, but, you know, there's a lot of mistakes that we made on our part that we can clean up and we can work through and become better because of, you know, what we learned on tape and how the game went. So there's definitely a positive in it, even though it seems totally negative.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the score was negative and the result was negative, but I could see that. How about the idea of, you know, a loss sometimes being good for a team because you could refocus a little bit? Not saying you guys weren't focused, but, you know, for 2 years now, we really haven't seen you guys lose a football game like that. Every time you guys have lost for the last two seasons, it felt like, you know, we could point to a turnover here or one play here or a call from the refs here. This was the first time, Dallas, I think, since the playoff game you guys had against the Bucs. Does it help to kind of – could it refocus you guys a little bit? Could it kind of center everything a little bit? Can a loss actually be good over the course of a season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's tough to win in this league. It's tough to – win every week, you know. So I think losses are good. You know, you get away with things and wins, you know, where it's not – the details don't kill you, you know, so you don't spend as much time trying to fix them where, you know, you did something here, but it didn't affect the play. It wasn't a big deal. And, you know, stuff like that doesn't hurt you till it hurts you. So sometimes after a loss, you know, you look at the details and be like, oh, we probably should have cleaned this up a little bit better. We could have done that a little bit better here and there. So it definitely refocuses you. And then, you look back on the film and be like, okay, we need to be better in this aspect. You know, the sky's not falling, but, we need to make improvements. We need to come in and make sure the rent's paid and, things like that. So, There's definitely positives that we got out of watching film, and you know, we're going to attack those this week and try to improve because of it.
You know, I'm kind of curious about your injury. Do you have, like, two questions? Do you have, like, did they put a metal plate or something in your arm? And the second question is, how close to 100% are you, and how much do you think you're potentially going to play Sunday?
Yeah, so they did put a plate in there, plate and six screws, and, you know, it was interesting. After surgery Friday, I got out of my little sling thing. I had surgery on Monday. Friday, they took it off and re-x-rayed it and looked at it, and the x-ray looked great. And with the plate on there, the doctor said that the bone's stronger than it was before. So after I heard that, you know, I was chomping at the bit saying, whatever I can do to get ready, you know, now my bone's strong. But it's been healing really well. And, you know, I'd say it's probably feeling like 85, 90% of the way there, mm-hmm. Feeling really good, back to normal. So really happy with where it's at. And, you know, you have a surgery like that, and it could be a while before it's 100%, but it's really close. And I'm able to do everything I need to do in my position group. So, you know, I'm planning on going down to Dallas and playing every snap that they allow me to. You know, hopefully I don't have a limit on my snaps. I know when I came back last year, I didn't. So hopefully it's kind of the same thing, and just get back to playing normal like it was before the injury.
Now, Dallas, that don't mean when the doctor tell you it's stronger than it was, that don't mean you go out there trying to forearm folks, man, and test to see if, you know, you Wolverine or somebody. So don't be out there doing that.
Yeah, you know, I might slide out of bounds this week, you know, but, you know, it's always fun to be out there and, you know, being able to push people around and lower your shoulder into people. So I'm going to keep my play style pretty similar, but, you know, I definitely will watch out, make sure my arm feels good the rest of the way, though.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dallas Goedert here. Dallas, it'll certainly help that you won't have to be going against Shaq Leonard. He would have been on the other side if he chose the Cowboys. He chose you guys. I believe you've played against him. I feel like 2018, the Colts were here, and he was a big part of that game. I don't remember if he was healthy in the game you played last year against those guys. What's your memory of playing against Shaq Leonard? What kind of player do you think we're getting here with him on the defensive side?
Yeah, I was really excited that he chose us. You know, he chose the right side, in my opinion. But, yeah, I'm really excited for him. Obviously, he's been a phenomenal linebacker early in his career up until, you know, the injury. And I'm excited to see what he can do when he comes back. I got really high expectations and hopes for him. But, you know, he's a special player. He's got a special body type. You know, he's long. He's physical. He's fast. So I think he can help us in a lot of ways. And, you know, we got linebackers, and we got young linebackers. We got some experienced ones, but he just adds that value of a veteran in that room, another veteran in that room to help the young guys. And, you know, when you get someone in there and the young guys can learn just off of how he plays, how he handles his business each and every day. So I'm excited to get to know him a little bit better as we go in the season, but I'm really excited that he's here. And, you know, I think he's a special player with special abilities that, you know, I can't wait to see on the field.
Dallas, we can't either, and we're excited to see you back on the field on Sunday against the Cowboys. Have a great week of prep, and we'll be watching on Sunday. Good luck against the Cowboys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it. See you guys.
There he goes. Dallas Goedert there, back in his weekly spot. Hugh, he sounds like he can't wait to get back on the field.
Yeah, man, we need him. We need him, and hopefully we get everything going, man. Like, listen, everything that we talked about this morning is fixable. There's no question about that. But I think that, you know, in situations like this, you have to be honest with yourself. And I think that they have. Not saying that they haven't. I think that they have. And I think that they'll get back on track. But there are some legitimate concerns about this football team.
Of course there are. I mean, there are. I mean, the defense specifically. The offense is the part of the team. And obviously Goddard coming back here is going to be a big help. He's a significant player on this offense. And they've missed him the last couple of weeks. I think they miss him almost more in the run game sometimes than they do in the pass game. Not that he's not a good pass catcher. He is. But, you know, Devontae and AJ, they have a lot still there in the pass department. But they could use Dallas in every way. 215-592-9494. We just hopped in. We opened the show today by just talking about, did Sunday make you feel differently about this football team? It did for Hugh. It did for Kyle. It didn't for me, because I've felt similar to this all year long. Now, that was a gut punch. It was a smack in the face to watch that on Sunday. But I've had my concerns. I think this is a good football team. I don't think it's a great football team. And I hope over the next few weeks to go out there and change my mind on that. 215. 215-